With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities are investigating a mid-air collision involving an American Airlines regional jet and a military helicopter near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, both the president and the Virginia governor both say they're fully aware of the situation.
President Trump said in a statement that he has been fully briefed on the terrible accident and he was monitoring the situation. Trump said he would provide additional details as they become available. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin said in a social media post that he has been briefed by his emergency management team and Virginia State Police about the crash.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he's closely monitoring that mid-air collision. He says the state of Maryland and local authorities are engaged in the response with the Department of Natural Resources police at the scene and state police divers assisting with rescue missions. The governor says the Maryland Department of Emergency Management has raised its operations center to enhanced status and support of the response. Meanwhile, Reagan National will be closed until at least Friday morning after that crash. FAA said all takeoffs and landings are halted and the airport will be closed until at least 5 a.m. on Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is ordering violent illegal immigrants to be held at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base.
The president signed an executive order directing federal officials to get facilities in Cuba ready to receive migrant criminals.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them.
He said the move would immediately double the capacity to lock up detainees. The president added that Guantanamo is a tough place to get out of. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Terror group Hamas planning to release three Israeli hostages today. This is SRN News. Target abandons the queer trans agenda.
Some say the giant retailer really got the ball rolling on what has come to be known as woke capitalism when it announced in 2014 that it would allow men who are living as women to use women's restrooms and changing rooms. Today, with the winds of changing blowing in the other direction, Target has announced it's joining a growing number of major companies who are pledging to quit pushing the LGBT agenda on customers and supporting left-wing causes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver Public Schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' bathroom on the second floor of East High School into a co-ed bathroom, leaving the other bathroom exclusively for guys. The probe into the bathroom at East High School makes a sharp departure from the department's investigations under Biden, who pushed transgenderism in the schools. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve keeps its key rate unchanged.
The announcement comes even though President Trump has advocated lower interest rates. A question mark for the Fed is whether Mr. Trump will impose tariffs and how they would affect consumer prices as the new year and new administration begin. The policymakers have cut the prime rate for three meetings in a row up till now, down a percentage point to about 4.3% from a two-decade high. The central bank is aiming for inflation at 2%. The annual inflation rate in December measured at 2.9%. George Williams reporting.
The White House says it's evaluating the effect of the new Chinese AI app on national security. Tech stocks took a tumble this week after the new Chinese app DeepSeek came out as a lower-cost AI model. Tuesday, the White House press secretary called it a wake-up call to the American AI industry. And she said the National Security Council is reviewing the app's implications. More details at SRNNews.com.